So let's talk about seven places to amplify your personal brand on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is something that is super, super useful. It's definitely worth considering when it comes to building your personal brand, and it's great for content marketing. I've done some episodes on it before about how my clients have had success on LinkedIn and some of the stuff we've seen. But I wanted to talk about in this episode how you can, as I say, amplify your personal brand and give you seven places to actually focus on when it comes to personal branding on LinkedIn. So let's dive in to the very first one to focus on. So the first thing is your headline banner. Okay, so your headline banner is the area that people see on LinkedIn next to your name. So your headline banner is often seen when you comment on things. So when you are commenting on a post, when you're posting something on a feed, you will see your name underneath. There's a small banner, and this is the headline banner. And this is where you are going to talk about what you offer and personalize it to stand out. The worst thing you can do with a headline banner is to just write your job title, content marketing consultant or whatever. Instead, you want to use this to usually stand out from your crowd and identify who you help and what you help them achieve. That's really, really good, because where this headline banner is, and this is what's so exciting about your headline banner, it is viewable by everybody. Whenever you comment, whenever you post, whenever you do anything, they see your name and your headline banner, or the first 50 characters-ish, it might be 75 of that. So having something like mine, I help mortgage brokers create impact and income online through content marketing. That's what I have on my LinkedIn. That helps me generate leads, because it's different from content marketing consultant or marketing coach. All of the stuff that you have there makes you stand out. So think about, with your headline banner, how can you stand out? The second part is a personal bio. So this is the About You page, the About You section on LinkedIn. This is the bit that you see people that are going to have a little bit more about you. Now, when it comes to this means if someone's looking at your personal bio, they're obviously going to be wanting to know more about you. They're obviously very interested, because you don't just land on someone's personal bio by accident. So a personal bio, very useful, another place to really show what you do, how you do it, and really get your personality and personal brand across. Now, when it comes to writing a personal bio, you want to keep it short and sweet. The best personal bios I've seen, and I do when I work with clients, is focusing on a four structure. So it's a four-part structure. Big process and template guy me, well into all of that. So it is a four-part structure. So what you want to focus on is the first bit is what you do. So most likely the same as your headline banner. So it's going to be the same type of thing. What you do. So you help do this thing. Then you want to do another line, one or two lines, two sentences, why you do it. So why you believe something, what's your mission, what's your value? Using words like mission, values, beliefs, those words, that's focusing on the why section. This is going to give more context as to the type of person you are. One or two sentences is all you need. Then what you do is you focus on how you do it. That's the next bit, so how you do it. And that is focused on how you actually deliver it. Me, I do one-to-one coaching. And one-to-one coaching and online courses for mortgage brokers. Done. There you go. They're done via Zoom. Very, very matter of fact, but you're making it very clear. And then the fourth part section is, what are the benefits to your clients? List these in three bullet points: benefit one, benefit two, benefit three. Make it focused on them, and your personal bio is going to be great, because it'll make it super clear and super easy for people to know that they should make a decision when buying with you. So really focus on your personal bio. The next one is original content. So original content is content, funnily enough. It's great, because that's what I do. It's my wheelhouse. It's how I make a living, is helping people understand how to make better content. And original content is going to show your personal brand really, really well. Original content is definitely the cornerstone of all personal branding on any platform. So you want to make sure that when you're creating content, you're showing your personality, you're showing value. I'd recommend on LinkedIn, and there's loads of videos, by the way, and episodes I've done on this, of like how to make content and what type of content should you create and stuff. But for LinkedIn, think about posting a minimum of 3 times a week. 3 to 5 is good, 7 is best, because I'm a big believer of daily, but 3 to 5, minimum 3, if you want to see some traction. Don't think you're going to see anything from once a week. And you might see some stuff with 3, but really 3 to 5, sweet spot for anybody who's trying not to overwork themselves too much. So 3 to 5 online pieces of content, original pieces of content, and you'll see your personal brand do really, really well. Next bit is the featured section. So the featured section of LinkedIn is the section where you can actually highlight and feature other pieces of content that you've created. So original pieces of content that have done well, you can feature these on your profile and it will look fine. It'll look good and people can see it. And because of that, the featured section, it's very useful to highlight anything you want people to know about. A lot of people use it for social proof that they've got lots of likes and follows. I wouldn't recommend doing that. When it comes to the featured section, I would recommend highlighting things you want people to click on. Things like achievements that you've got, usually, or something like a lead magnet if you're trying to get them to download something. I often see people who are just highlighting their most their most successful posts, and that's cool. I've got clients who've got that where they've got tens of thousands of likes on this post and hundreds of thousands of views, and they highlight those, and that's really cool. It does show social proof, but it doesn't show the conversion in the same way. So I would say in your features section, you can feature as many as you want. Be sparse, choose them wisely. Don't just feature everything because it's not going to be that great. Instead, feature something you know people are going to want. And if they feature that, you'll do really well. It'll really push your personal brand forward. The next one is newsletters and articles. Very similar to blogs, newsletters and articles are a way to share your expertise in a more formal written format, as opposed to just LinkedIn posts, original content. So newsletters and articles, they do appear in search on Google. So that's really cool. It means that they have search optimization involved. So if you are interested in a blog, you are a blogger and you want to do that, sharing it on LinkedIn is really great. One of the other reasons why newsletters and articles on LinkedIn are really good is, yes, they do appear in search, but they do not impact if you duplicate, which is a problem for many blogging sites. If Google finds duplicate copy, so let's say you've got a blog on your website and then you put a blog on LinkedIn, but not LinkedIn in this case, but on like another blogging site, let's say Blogger, Medium, then what Google will do is call that's duplicate copy. And so they will actually penalize the most recent posts apart from the original one with that, because you just said you copied it. They don't know that it's you that's copied it. They think someone else has tried to plagiarize your work. So they just massively, reduce the reach on it. But they don't do that with LinkedIn because they're aware that LinkedIn is a different platform. So that's really cool. You can use LinkedIn and also use your website to get double the traction with LinkedIn articles and newsletters. Another way to boost your personal brand on LinkedIn is LinkedIn Live. Love a good LinkedIn Live. For LinkedIn Live, I actually use StreamYard. You have to use a third-party software to go to LinkedIn Live. So StreamYard is what I use, but you can use something like Restream as well. And LinkedIn Live will allow you to interact with your audience and host a show. Very similar to what I'm doing right now. This is recorded in StreamYard, and I record all my shows in StreamYard. And LinkedIn Live is a great way to do that. You're also able, if you do LinkedIn Live and you use StreamYard, you're able to bring up comments onto screen and able to interact with those people, which is so cool and such a great way to build your personal brand on LinkedIn because they get to interact with you. I do a live show for my business every Friday and I love it. I absolutely love it. And LinkedIn is a great place for it. So definitely, definitely worth looking at LinkedIn Live to build your personal brand. And then the last one here for this one, I mean, if there's any more, then please let me know, but social proof. So sharing your social proof, sharing what you've done, how you've worked, some of the results, the wins, the case studies, sharing this within your original content as well of educational or entertaining content, but social proof content is really going to push the boat out and show people just how good you are when it comes to your job. And that'll build your personal brand on LinkedIn massively because more and more people want to work with you because you're good. And so that's one of the reasons why you should definitely be doing social proof. LinkedIn is an absolute beast. And as I've said before, I've had clients have some great results off the back of LinkedIn. It all just comes down to how much work you want to put in. And if you put the work in,